12:49 on the Midday Report with me, Mandy Wiener. Now, full disclosure, I have known Panyaza Lesufi in my entire journalism career from when he was spokesperson for the Education MEC in Gauteng. He is now, of course, the Gauteng Education MEC. He's also the newly elected chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng. MEC, welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in. It's a long way from spokesperson to being the leader of the ANC in the province.
That's why I felt I must respect you and come to the studio. Thank you so much, Mandy.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, a very close battle with Lebogang Maile. It came down to a couple of dozen votes. Is the ANC unified under Panyaza Lesufi in Gauteng? And I suppose the big question for people is, are you going to be the leader of the opposition come 2024, or are you going to be the premier of Gauteng?
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity once more, Mandy. Reality is that no one won, no one lost. The ANC benefited. It's very important to contest because you need to give members of the ANC and society choice so that they can select what who they believe can lead the organization. Many people make a huge mistake on one thing, that South Africans are emotionally attached to the ANC. They might not be members of the ANC, some, but they really feel that what is happening in the ANC affects either their lives or their country. So it's very, very important that you give them that choice. Coming to your second question about being the opposition benches, opposition benches of whom? Because there's no single political party in this country that has even half of the public representative that the ANC have. You check the electoral support of the African National Congress in this country. Last time I checked, we had 11 million national. Is there any party that achieved half of that single or other thing? You need other parties to join you. So it can be, but we are not naive that the ANC is going through difficulties, and there might be people who feel that they can't support the ANC or their reservations to support the ANC. But I don't think that the election outcome necessitates that the ANC must occupy the opposition benches. But check who's competing with the ANC. All the organizations that are competing with the ANC are organizations that have abandoned non-racialism. Check the Patriotic Alliance. They're organizing on the basis of coloreds. Check the Frekramte EF Freedom Front.
But they are winning wards.
But on the basis of race. You check an organization like the Freedom Front. They're increasing their votes on the basis of what? Race and language. You check the increase of organizations like AfriForum. It's on the basis of what? Race and language. You check the EFF as well. It's about what? Sometimes about race as well. So do South Africans want to abandon non-racialism for organizations that believe race is the only thing that determines the future of their country? So,
but at the same time, Panyaza, service delivery is what people are voting on. That's what they want, and they feel that the ANC government has failed when it comes to service delivery. And you have to acknowledge that the ANC has got serious indictments, lots of introspection required post-state capture about what has happened with corruption on the ANC's watch.
That is why we say you need an ANC that is agile, an ANC that has an intellectual capacity or intellectual stamina, an ANC that can make service delivery to be at the center of whatever that they do, discard inward focus, acknowledge that we've made serious mistakes on corruption, we've made serious mistakes on some policy decisions that we've taken. So I'm not saying we are clean. It's quite important that when we speak about the renewal agenda, we speak about an agenda that will reposition the ANC to learn from its own mistakes and also ensure that we resolve issues that are affecting our people.
On a personal level, MEC, of course, with a higher political profile comes a higher level of scrutiny.
Yes.
And there is definitely an argument that you in your capacity as MEC of Education did not fully account for the 431 million rand that was misspent on the school sanitizing project during PPE. Are you satisfied that you did account for that? Is that still a cloud over your head? Do you feel that this is something that is still dogging you in your political career?
But Mandy, what must I do if people don't read the report? There's a final report of the SIU on the matter.
But you were the political head that office.
Yes, there's an ICU report, SIU report. I was interviewed on political head and oversight. Is my name in the report? No. I reported the matter to the SIU on the basis of my oversight. Is my name in the report that I've misappropriate funds? No. Is my name in the report to say you've got political friends that benefited? No. So what must I do if people misread the report? There's a report, final report. My name is not there. I've been interviewed on oversight and they didn't find anything wrong on my oversight. Mindy, how do I explain further? Tell me. How do I explain further? I acknowledge that that transaction was unfortunate. I still insist. And those that have been identified, four of them, have been taken to DC. There's a final report on my desk. We'll deal with it because it's a matter that should have not happened. But we're in the middle of pandemic and people were changing regulations on procurement. And I don't deal with procurement matters. So I don't have even a doubt that that particular report will point a finger at me. If people want to find whether I've been affected either as a political head, as a person that is providing oversight to that, they must go and read the report. Mm. It's a final report that was released publicly. And my name, it's not there.
But it also, and you know this because you've been in politics for a long time, it's about perception. And often perception is reality. So do you feel that you have sufficiently answered that? Do you feel that you can now move on with your career and that shouldn't be something that does follow you as you potentially become the Premier of Gauteng?
But the report has been there for 3 months. People that are making accusations have not read the report. Why should I account to people that are lazy to read the report, for example? The report is there. It's a public. So if you have an interest on an issue, if you have an interest of the character of the new chairperson of the ANC, you go and read the report that you claim. So read the report and then find. And I'm saying my report, it's my name is not in that particular report for any wrongdoing.
Okay. There's been some questions around two centers of power within the ANC. David Makhura is now the Premier of Gauteng. You're now the leader of the ANC. We have seen this happening in the ANC before, and we all know the results of what happened. Are you confident that David Makhura will continue to be the Premier of Gauteng for the rest of his tenure?
Yes, he will continue.
Okay, and what can we expect from you when potentially you become the Premier of Gauteng? Or we have asked this question about the opposition benches. So what kind of Premier would you be?
If you can't get the ANC right, you'll never get government right. If you can't get ANC right, you'll never have our country right. So the focus should be to get the ANC right. And that's the investment. An ANC that is listening, an ANC that can deal with ill discipline, an ANC that can act decisively against corruption and other related, but an ANC that can service our people. Remember, if an ANC is not doing anything good, people move. They don't wait for the ANC. I mean, there was a march about electricity in Soweto. There was no ANC. People are moving ahead with their lives.
Yeah.
So it's to get the ANC right first, and then we can deal with it. That's why even the issue of the Premier is not even in my mind. It's not even something that I really believe we have to strengthen the African National Congress, position it to be a movement of choice, position it as a movement that can be in a position to continue the vision of our Freedom Charter to build a truly non-racial South Africa.
The problem with the ANC is that in an ANC election year, it cannibalizes itself. It's so damaging when you see what happens in the ANC. And the Palapala Farm allegations, for example, are evidence of this, not to minimize the allegations against the president, but this is what happens in an ANC election year. How concerned are you about how damaging that is to the party?
But if you have leadership that goes to a meeting of the NEC and they debate matters and finally arrive at a statement and issue a statement, before the ink of that statement dries, somebody who was in the same meeting goes and says something opposite to what the statement is. There's an organization that does not respect its processes. Until the ANC leadership and members protect and respect its processes, we'll have such kind of things. And that's what renewal is about. So we are going to a national policy conference, and we're going to a conference in December. We will come back with a clean, clear ANC that is agile, quick to resolve its own matters, but most importantly, it has this intellectual capacity and intellectual stamina to lead South Africans. We can't leave South Africans to be in doubt. We can't leave South Africans to doubt even the capacity of the ANC to continue to implement its own policies.
You sound optimistic about the future of the ANC. You are somebody who has very much come up through the rank and file of the party. Is this what generational renewal looks like for the ANC for you? Now as the leader of the ANC in Gauteng?
I think so, but I really believe it's a generational mix. But we have no choice. We have no choice. For the ANC to survive, deadwood must come out of it. We must just, those that are deadwood, they must know that they're not part of this movement. Because we can't just have people that want to be above the ANC. There's only one organization, and that organization is the ANC. And that some people that have stayed long there, they're starting to do wrong things. And when you go to conference, we have no choice but to remove deadwood.
What's going to happen at conference?
Of the ANC? Yes. We're going to have new dynamic leadership, new policies adopted, and most importantly, a cleaner ANC that can truly represent South Africans.
Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, the newly elected chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.